Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no help. When his breath leaves him, he returns to his earth. In that very day, his previous thoughts, plans, and purposes perish. Happy, blessed, fortunate, enviable is he who has the God of special revelation to Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord, his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth and is faithful forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets free the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the uncompromisingly righteous, those upright in heart and in right standing with him. The Lord protects and preserves the stranger and temporary residents. He upholds the fatherless and the widow and sets them upright. But the way of the wicked he makes crooked, turns upside down, and brings to ruin. The Lord shall reign forever, even your God, O Zion, from generation to generation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That was the reading of Psalm 146 in the Amplified Version. Good morning to you. You've dialed into the Maximum Radio Network, and you've established a powerful connection to global time with Jesus Christ, a prayer program dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the earth. Today is Friday, December 6th, in the year of our Lord 2013. And I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory. And I'm alive, I'm well, I'm praising the Lord. I'm awesomely favored, divinely powered, and I'm blessed. Welcome and thank you for joining us today. Well, our theme today includes the idea that God reigns, and He shall reign forever and ever. Now, someone out there may be having a birthday today. If today is your birthday, well, praise God. Thank you for sharing it with us by being present on the program today. Today is Tammy's birthday. That is Tammy Khalil. Today, the 6th of December, is her birthday, I'm told. And we want to thank God for her, for keeping her. And what's different, I would imagine, about this birthday than previous birthdays that she's had, it's not only that she's alive and God has kept her, but God has saved her and is restoring her, transforming her. So that's something for which I'm sure she would like to give praise, and certainly we praise God for. There is newness at this point in this birthday. There is newness. So we thank God for Tammy Khalil and what you're doing in her life. Well, we have a few things on our prayer agenda today. We want to specifically target prayers concerning Christ having the opportunity to restore relationships, either in those that we've requested, but in general, relationships, particularly among families. We want to begin there. And also, we thank God for Aaron and Diane, his wife Diane. They are returning to Antigua on tomorrow. And I feel that we've gotten to know them, and that's a blessing and a privilege from the Lord, that we've gotten to know them and build relationships. And God has given us the opportunity to walk alongside of them as they deal with all of the challenges that was on their plate, and some still are. So we're believing God for Aaron's complete recovery, an ongoing miracle. That's what we're believing God for. And I can almost feel the warm sunshine as they deplane on tomorrow in Antigua, and how welcoming that is compared to the chill that we are experiencing here. So we thank God for them. While we are at it, maybe we'll, I think it's a good idea to give them both, if they're up to it, an opportunity to say a farewell to us and we to them. I trust that Aaron and Diane are on. Are you on? Hello? Okay. I did forget to open up your lines, so forgive me. That is considered done right at this point. So we can hear you now. If you're on, would you just take the time? You can speak now if you're on. Diane and or Aaron, are you on? Okay, they may not be on. I know that they've been packing and probably worn out. They'll probably join us a little bit later. In the meantime, your line is open, and If you have a praise report or a prayer request, we welcome that. On this Friday, we are thankful for what God has done this week. He has brought us through. Imagine that. All of the challenges that you anticipated encountering this week, God has brought you through. And I thank God because we had some. I mean, we had some mountains to climb. And those mountains, we overcame them all. So we praise, we do praise and thank the Lord for what he has done. And maybe you have a praise that you want to share with us, which would enlighten our hearts. So your line is open. Feel free to speak. Or you have a praise, or you have a prayer request. I think someone is trying to speak, so I may pause for a minute.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all
Amen.
That is in me, bless his holy, matchless name. I just give God thanks this morning for his mercy, for his grace is new every morning. I thank him that sometimes when we want to do things in our own flesh, that he says that he has sent us the Holy Spirit that is able to tell us hush and be quiet and be still and just wait upon him and let him do what only he can do, the way that only he can do it, because in the end, it is so awesome. It is so awesome. And we just left with our mouths wide open, hanging
Amen.
Down, even to hit the floor. God moved yesterday in my life so awesomely that I can't even find the words to express it, but I just wanted to, you know, encourage others that, you know, you might have gone through something, you might be going through something, and you're telling yourself that, you know, why should this happen to me? And, you know, what did I do to cause this? And you may not have done anything, but you might be thinking that. But I'm just here this morning to encourage you to just let the Lord have his way. Just like the Bible says, to be still and know that he is God, and he not was God. He is God, and he is on the throne. And I like to use this phrase, he doesn't wear pajamas. He's not asleep. He's awake, and he sees, and he knows everything. So just wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will come through, because that is his promise. He said, if you wait on me and allow me to do what only I could do, he said he would give you the desires of your heart. He said he would lead and guide you. And his promises are yea and amen. So I'm just here this morning to encourage someone because of what I have seen transpired in my own life. And I know that if he did it for me, he will do it for you. So just wait on the Lord and watch him work. Watch him work. Watch him come through. It was just awesome. I just give God thanks. I give God praise, and sometimes that, you know, we are at the end of our wits and we want to give up, but just hold on, hold on, hold on. God sees and he knows. He hears our cry. He knows all of our prayers even before we lift it up to him. But he wants us to call on his name. He wants us to ask, just like a father would for his children. He wants us to ask because he's waiting to bless us and give us all that he has in store for us. I thank
Amen.
God this morning. I thank God this morning.
Thank you. Our theme today includes the idea that we're surrendering to the concept that the Lord shall reign. He reigns now and will reign forever. Thank you for that praise report. It encourages our hearts. And, you know, we are encouraged to be still and know that he is God. The psalm that we read earlier, verse 5 of Psalm 146 says, blessed. And what that means there, it means, I'm sorry, it said happy. And what that means is blessed, fortunate, and enviable. So it says, happy is he who has the Lord, who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Happy there is translated from the original directly as blessed, fortunate, enviable. So God did not plan to have you come to the earth just to watch you grow old and die. You are his creation, and he cares for you. He desires a relationship with you personally. And so these experiences and where we call on him as we go through and as we face those tests and those situations and circumstances are designed to enhance our relationship with him, because it forces us to turn to him and to call on him. Amen. Thank you so much for that praise report. Does anyone else have a praise report or a prayer request? We're here for you, and we're entertaining that. Thank you for joining us on today.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes, praise God.
Praise
I think
the name
I hear
of the Lord.
Diane.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I just want to give God praise and thanks and everything. I just give it all to him this morning.
Hallelujah.
I am alive and I have a right to praise him.
Yes.
And he has been such an awesome God to me that I do not have tongue enough to praise him or to tell of it.
Yes.
But I will continue steadfast in his word, and I will hold on to his promises, because
yes,
they're forever, they are true, and whatever God says, he will bring it to pass.
Yes, yes.
And I just want to say thanks to this prayer line, Pastor Gregory, you and your wife and the whole group that has been there praying for me and Aaron Moore.
Yes.
And God has made it possible for us to travel back tomorrow.
Yes.
So today is our last day for the while on this prayer line. We will certainly try when we go home to get on it and to keep in touch.
Yes.
But if for some reason we don't get on, I'll keep praying for you guys, and I'll be up 6 or whatever interceding, because there is no barrier in prayer.
That's true.
No matter where we are, we can build that chain by praying.
Yes.
For one another. And I will continue to pray for the Newark Tabernacle Church. And
yes,
I will continue to intercede. And I know that you will do the same for me.
Absolutely.
I'll miss you guys. Absolutely. But God is good.
It was a wonderful season.
To hold up each other. God bless
you
guys. I
God.
Love you so much. It was nice fellowshipping with you and, you know, just meeting the one and one. And God is God. God is God.
Yes.
Have a blessed day. And I'm not going to say goodbye because I will come back.
Well,
I'm not gonna say
you're always
goodbye,
welcome.
But we'll be back.
You're always welcome.
I said if we don't meet on this side, definitely we'll meet on the other side. We'll meet in heaven.
Well, we do have
praising
something to look
and rejoicing.
Forward. That's wonderful.
It's one another.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Well, God bless yourself and your husband, and we thank God for you. And I know personally, on a personal note, you may not even understand how inspiring that you all have been in just your meeting the challenges that were on your plate. And that's inspiring to those that are able to observe what transpires. And Diane, you've been an inspiration to myself personally in just your pursuit of the Lord and your standing firm. And, of course, Aaron as well, his faith is inspiring as well, that you both together. And I could say so many things, of course. I don't want to take up all the time on our program today doing that, but God bless both of you tremendously. May He touch you even in greater ways. And as the sunshine appears and you feel the warmth of the sunshine as you return to Antigua and you deplane on tomorrow, receive that warmth and that sunshine as an expression of God's care and love for you, and know that He is there to provide for you. When you left, sun was shining, and you return, the sun is still shining. He's faithful even beyond that. So enter into the new season that He's opening up to you both, so that you will look back at the previous season and say, well, I learned more about Him and who He is. And that's what God does with us throughout the seasons that we experience. So continue to look to the Lord even the more. In Jesus' name, let's pray for you both right now. We know God is with you. We don't have to ask Him about that. We know He's with you. But we want that relationship to glorify Him, cause others to look to Him in a greater way, or if they've never looked to Him, for them to turn to Him as a result of your walk with Him and He with you. Father, we thank you for Aaron and Diane. Father, you have brought them through to this moment in time. It's because of your accompanying them and your leading and guiding and your opening doors, adding favor, showing goodness and mercy to them, meeting all of their needs. But all your needs are met by Christ Jesus for His glory. So we thank you, Lord, for showing yourself strong. When they felt weak, you were always strong and there for them. So we thank you right now. Father, bless them continually with peace in the name of Jesus. Bless them with peace that they may know even the greater the God that you are. Continue to bless them with peace. And even as they travel back to Antigua, Lord, just give them new perspectives, fresh perspectives of their lives, the lives of their people, their family, their relationships, and their community, and their nation. Cause their eyes to see what they had not seen before, so that they will praise you, give you the glory, without shame, without hesitation, so that others will wonder, why are they so exuberant? What is the difference about their lives? and the testimony will go forth of God's goodness, His faithfulness, of your keeping power. And Father, we pray that their flight would be comfortable and safe in Jesus' name. Thank you for the peace that you've given us, the peace that you've given them. Thank you for them and the blessing that they are and have been to us. In Jesus' name we pray. And I trust all are able to say amen to that. We totally agree. So, Diane, don't stress about it. God will make a way that we're able to stay in touch with you and Aaron. Yes. We would love to stay in touch. I believe God has given us a season of relationship that goes beyond the present season. And so we're looking forward to that. And I can say on behalf of the program Global Time with Jesus Christ that we love you in the Lord, that we'll continue to pray for you, and I know, I'm confident that you all will continue to pray for my wife and I, pray for our ministry, pray for this program, pray for the network. And our program is called Global Time with Jesus Christ, not just for a namesake, but we endeavor during our lives to continue to see this program go globally. Yeah. And this is time set aside for Jesus Christ, whose reign is not going to be, who already reigns from heaven. He's enthroned at the right hand of the Father. So he's already reigning. So we have the privilege of entering into that even now. We don't have to wait until we die or something like that. We're doing it right now. So God bless you both. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So that was one of the items on our agenda today, our prayer targets, to pray, connect with Aaron and Diane and pray with them. And so tomorrow, sometime tomorrow early, they are flying out and they're busy packing, getting things together and moving to their next season. Okay, we want to pray for God to restore broken relationships. And I would suggest that you take this personally and let the Holy Spirit begin to show you where relationships are broken, even in your own life. Because God is God of relationships. You know, heaven is a place of relationships. You have the Father, you have the Son, you have the Holy Spirit. And of course, you have the cloud of saints that have already gone before us. And so, well, relationships are important. And so, think of relationships that you may be able to repair, to restore. If there's forgiveness needed, enter into that boldly so that you can receive forgiveness. We cannot get what we won't give. So if we want to receive forgiveness, we must forgive as well. Relationships in the rest of the family, relationships at work, relationships in the church, relationships in the community. Let us pray that Christ, who is the linkage and the connection and the glue, will restore those relationships as we surrender to that process. Father, we thank you that we have an example right out of your presence an example of the need for connections, relationships, heavenly as well as earthly. And Father, we thank you for forgiving us for our sins and for cleansing us from all unrighteousness so that our relationship between you and us is intact and restored if, when, and where broken. We thank you for restoring the relationship that we have with you, helping us to mend every place where that relationship was fractured in the name of Jesus. And Father, out of that, help us to be part of the solution in restoring relationships among ourselves, among our immediate family, our extended family, friends, our community, in the name of Jesus. Relationships, so that your peace flows as an electrical current in a circuit, moving freely from place to place, from point to point, from heart to heart. Connections. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, so that your grace and your glory can be seen at all points. All hearts restored will praise and lift you up. So we thank you right now. And Father, give us the strength and the courage to face situations and issues where we have not contributed forgiveness. However, we do entertain and want your forgiveness. But we know that we get our forgiveness based on what we give. We must sow forgiveness. So we thank you in the name of Jesus for your forgiveness, and we offer our forgiveness to everyone who has trespassed against us, everyone who has disappointed us, failed us. We offer forgiveness in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now for restoring relationships in Jesus' name. A network of peace and love in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I want to pray before we leave for healing for those that are experiencing respiratory infection, respiratory congestion. We want to pray. We can go to God about anything, anything, wherever we see the need, wherever we sense the need, we can pray about it, and we are going to do that right now. Your well-being is our well-being. So let us go to God in prayer, because he's the one. Put your hand, your right hand, the hand of favor, that's what the right hand is. Put that hand wherever on your body that you need healing right now, in the name of Jesus. Put your hand and see healing coming to you right now. And what is healing? Wholeness, that's what it is. Wholeness displaces disruption and brokenness. Whatever is broke is made whole. Father, right now, we see your divine hand and your touch applied to our bodies in the name of Jesus. That every infection, every part that's experiencing disruption in health, right now, we pray on this day with great confidence in believing you, standing on your word, your promises, that by your stripes we are healed. We can hear the pain being inflicted on your body so that we are healed. In Jesus' name, we're healed. Someone is receiving healing right now.
Thank Jesus.
Healing that should result in a testimony on this program of what God has done for you. Soon. Testify of it. Begin to enter into what God has already done. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for the healing that's in your wings and that's present for us right now. In Jesus' name, in his great name, we thank you.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 2-2-1-2.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless.
The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 2-2-1.
The name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for the ability that we have to shut down the disruptions like that. And we just did. We don't know what that was about. Something, you know, with the technology. But don't be discouraged. Be blessed. Know that God loves you. And today, we say to you, I would love to leave you with a benediction. A blessing, that is. So, you know, it's funny how sometimes you're praying and where you can sense the presence of the Lord and undoubtedly, and then you have a disruption that comes. Well, be not dismayed, you know. You know, you don't get troubled. You understand that you're being effective, and that is why that disruption appears, because we know we're dealing with evil, demonic spirits as well, and we talk about atmospheres. So we stay in control by the hand of God of the atmosphere that God has given to us. He has stirred it, it's purified, it's rarefied, and you know, we just bless his holy name. And even now, the technology on this end, I'm experiencing some disruption, but that's okay. I wanted to give you a particular benediction. Well, let me bless you anyhow. Let me bless you. Father, we thank you for this program today. We thank you what we've been able to accomplish for your glory, for your kingdom. We thank you. Thank you for all of the requests and for the answers. We know that there's no disruption to the request reaching you in your courtroom at your throne in heaven. And Father, we pray, even as the answer comes, that there's no disruption as your angels, your holy messengers return with the answer, that the demonic forces are overcome and overwhelmed, so there's no delay to the answer. And we thank you for who you are. We leave this program today, but not from your presence. We leave with confidence and with a song and praise on our lips, song in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and give you peace. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And